Hello, everyone, and welcome to the inaugural episode of High Tech on Life. My name is Ryan. Thank you for joining us today. In this first episode, I just wanted to go over a few things and kind of give you an idea of what this podcast is about and what we're going to cover and how I kind of envisioning it going in the future. Just a little bit about myself. I'm an audio engineer. I do a lot of tech things. Tech stuff intrigues me. It always has. Anytime something happens in my family, extended family, they always come to me to say, hey, how do I fix this? And then I am basically the on-call IT guy for my family. So this podcast originates from Utah. That's where I was born. That's where I grew up. I do have a family here. I have a day job, all the normal stuff. I really like tech stuff. So I was trying to figure out how on earth could I do something that would help me to interact with the tech community. And also, I just love talking about tech, and sometimes I can bore the crap out of my wife about it. Literally, we have times where she needs to fall asleep, and I say, let me tell you about this. And I start talking, and 5 seconds later, she's asleep. So instead of putting her to sleep, hopefully I can keep you guys awake talking about tech. So why did I want to start a podcast? You know, why don't I do an unboxing channel or a review channels, things like that, like on YouTube or Vimeo or any of those other video sites? Why wouldn't I want to do that? Well, video is not really my forte. It intrigues me. It is a fun thing to do. I do like, you know, I work in broadcast. And so I do know a lot of the tricks of the trade, but I never really kind of get what I want. I never feel very strong when I'm producing anything in video. Now, like I said earlier, I'm an audio engineer. So I deal with dialogue audio all the time, recording and mixing and anything that has to do with that, audiobooks, dialogue for film, all that stuff. So that's my area of expertise. So I thought, okay, well, why don't I put that into a podcast? I mean, there's many podcasts out there and a lot of them are really good. So I figured since I at least have some area of expertise in audio, this is the way to go. Let's talk a little bit about what you will hear on this podcast and a little bit about what you won't hear. So the name of the show is High Tech on Life. So it's kind of a mixture of life and tech. It's a mixture of what kind of role tech has in our life. That it doesn't really need to control your life. It doesn't need to, you don't need it to live. You don't need it to function. It is there to help us. It is there to maybe make our lives a little bit easier or convenient, help you in emergencies, help you in ways like that, but that we don't necessarily need it to enjoy life. We can do other things too. We can, you know, family and doing things that make us happy, that life is more than that, that tech is there and it has its place and it is the future and it's, you know, everything that kind of pushes life forward right now, but that it shouldn't control our life. So I'm going to give my opinion mostly on tech things, but also about a few things in life, because everybody has their opinion about life. And I like to see how emerging tech kind of helps either make our lives a little bit easier or helps us in, one of the things that I really like is being able to kind of lowjack your kid. Put a sensor on him or a GPS sensor so you know where they are all the time. If my parents had that when I was younger, I would have been in trouble way more than I was. But I'm glad I have it now. So that's kind of the basis of this podcast. And it is all just opinions. I mean, I'm not an expert on everything tech. There's so many great people out there who understand the nitty-gritty and, you know, really dive into it. I'm just a consumer. I do have a little bit of a technical job. I mean, I need to know computers. I need to know certain things. I need to be proficient on computers and how certain equipment integrates with computers and integrates with other pieces of tech. So I do have a little bit of knowledge there. And like I said earlier, I'm kind of the IT guy for the family, but that's not really much. I mean, it's usually like my computer won't print, my computer's being slow. So I have a few things that I can look up. You know, they say, oh, my computer's being slow. Okay, I'll be right over. Google, tell me what's wrong here. And then I go and I fix it. So I'm not like super, you know, I don't have like a super brain or a computer in my brain. It's just Google is my brain for a lot of that stuff. So I maybe have like an intermediate. I like to know a few things that are going on. You know, if sometimes I'll look at something and go, how does that work? And then I start reading and I just get bored. And it just, yeah, it makes me so bored. I can't even stand it. So I just want it to work. I just want things to work. So I kind of consider myself on the same level as the average consumer, but with ambition to know more, but never quite getting there. I'd rather not spend all my time figuring that out. I've got other things I need to do. A few things I want to do are share my opinions on technology and different pieces of equipment. See if it's, you know, if it fits your lifestyle, if it's going to be right for you, and if it's worth purchasing, because there's so many things out there that aren't worth it. They look kind of cool, but are they really going to, you know, help you in your daily life, make you more efficient, make things easier on you as a person? A lot of things there are. A lot of stuff that's coming out these days will benefit you in some way. But there's a lot of things that aren't that great. They're just going to be a hindrance on you, cause you all sorts of problems. And so hopefully I can give a few reviews about that and give you my opinion on it and how it helps me or doesn't help me. So along with that, there's a couple things that you won't hear. Politics, religion, those usually aren't things that have to do with tech. Sometimes politics affect the tech industry, and we do have to talk about them. I don't want to. I'd rather stay or clear of all that, but sometimes that affects us. Sometimes religion affects our lives, and we need to talk a little bit about that, but more kind of as a broad general sense, not really about anything deep, but you know, everybody has their own idea of life and the best way to pursue life. And we'll get into a little bit of that, but not too deep. It won't be like super delve deep discussions. We don't want any of that here. We want to talk about some fun stuff. We want to keep it kind of lighthearted and really kind of focus on some of the really cool innovations out there, things that people are creating and are passionate about and love to do. And they put their products out there and you know, they have this wonderful idea and they put that out there and they rely on us to give them our opinion on it and either create a better product, or maybe that wasn't the way they need to go, but they put their lives on the line and they just put it out there for everybody to see. And we're going to kind of look at that and see where we fit in that pie. You know, are you a creator? Are you someone who just likes to consume and pretty much likes anything tech related and anything that is the next big thing or something that you see as a necessity in life that couldn't happen unless there were these innovations that people are coming up with? So another thing you probably won't hear much of unless it involves it directly is sports. Now, I am a sports fan. I'm not a huge sports fan, and at least not as big as I used to be. I don't really follow too many teams or sports or anything like that. I just find there's other things I want to do instead of sit and watch TV. I really like going to like basketball is obviously huge here. College football is insane here. There's a lot of big rivalries around the state, but you won't hear too much about that. At the moment, I am in my basement. I have the gear to produce this, but it's just me. I'm using skills I developed and knowledge that I have to produce this. Hopefully it comes out and you guys enjoy it. So it's just me at the moment producing this podcast. Maybe in the future I'd love to have other people on, guests and interviews, but it's really hard to come by sometimes. So just a few more things I want to talk about. Interaction between myself and you guys, because it's really difficult. This is a pre-recorded podcast. It's not live, at least not now when I'm first starting it. So how do I interact with you guys? You know, you have the normal way. There's email. It'll be ryan@hitechonlife.com, hitechonlife.com. So that's one way. You can always email me. I'm always looking forward to reading people's opinions and questions that you may have. But then also we'll have, you know, I've got Twitter and Instagram at hitechonlife on both of them. And you can always follow me there. I like to post, you know, different stories I find, new stories, and just a little opinion that I have. And I also travel a lot, so there's a lot of cool things that I like to share that have to do with technology. And I just recently shared one. I was in the Los Angeles airport, and they had these just amazing LED walls, massive, like four sides on the elevator shaft. And then there was, you know, probably 11 or 12 panels on the other side of the international terminal that it looks like, you know, the mapping, the image mapping on it is just insane because they're all different sizes, different dimensions, but they have some sort of video going on in each of them, and it all pertains to the whole image. It was just amazing to see. So I'll try to, you know, share things like that on Instagram at hitechonlife, at hitechonlife. And also through probably Twitter, we'll do some live Q&A. Well, you know, at least as live as we can get. You know, I'll record it, and then we'll have it later on for you guys to listen to. But yeah, those are some ways that, you know, if you want to comment back to me, give me suggestions, how to make it better, different things we can do on the show. I am all ears. I am open for anything. I think one thing that people are concerned about, and I know I'm not a huge fan of in other podcasts that I listen to, are commercials. And they're always a double-edged sword because I want to enjoy something that I'm getting for free, but not everything's free in life. Nothing's free in life. You got to work for it, right? There's certain things. If you want a podcast, if you want like a radio show that you listen to, there's going to be commercials and ads, and they need to generate revenue for places. I'm not going to do that at the moment because, you know, there's just no reason to try to do any of that. If I ever get into that, I've decided that it'll be me telling you about something, fully disclosed, like this is an ad. This is someone who I have checked out their product or their service, and it is backed by me, and it is a good thing, and they're good people, and they're not going to screw you over. And you'll never have the guy come on who with the radio announcer voice and hawking some item that or some lawsuit or some product to make you, you know, look, you know, your cheeks look better or something. Nothing like that. If you ever hear anything like that during my show, it's because like SoundCloud or Stitcher or one of those companies have put it there because you're not a subscribed member or something like that to their service. That is the only way you will ever hear one of those really annoying, super overly compressed and produced ads. None of that here. At the moment, it's commercial free, so brava, right? So how often are you going to be able to hear this podcast? If you like it, I'm planning to upload a new podcast every weekday. That's Monday through Friday, probably in the morning sometime, whenever the feed will refresh. And then whatever device you're using to listen, whatever service you have, it'll automatically hit your device and download if you set it up like that. They will be available. So just look for them. I may miss a couple days here and there because I travel and it's really difficult to record a new podcast. I'll try to when I'm out and about, but it is sometimes difficult. So don't hate me. It's just life. Life gets in the way sometimes. So the last thing I wanted to more of warn you guys about is a little self-diagnosed condition I have. Self-diagnosed because I don't know if it's a real thing. I have kind of a combination, not severe on either of them, but a combination of ADD and OCD. I am very much OCD about where things need to go and things need to line up and, you know, perpendicular lines and symmetry and all that stuff. But my attention span is short. Yeah. Sometimes non-existent. Here's how I like to classify it. So when I'm working on a few different projects, let's say I'm cleaning up an area or, you know, I've got a few different tasks I need to do, I'll start working on one task, and then that will remind me of another task I need to do. So I will stop that first task and go on to the second task. And while I'm in the middle of that second task, I will remember a third task I need to do. I will jump back to that, or I'll jump to that task, leaving the first and second task partially done. And this goes down until I have about six different tasks I'm working on. So let's say I'm working on task six, and then I go, oh yeah, I was working on task two, so I'll come back to that one and do a little bit more there. And I remember, oh yeah, I came to task two because I was doing task one, so I'll come back to task one and do that for a little bit. Eventually, all the tasks get done. It just, all the work is spread out over all six. They get done in the same amount of time each of them would take individually, but I can't just concentrate on one. I have to do one, a little bit of one, then a little bit of the other, and a little bit of the other. And it's just how I've operated. It's only gotten me in trouble like three or four times, that's all. Another way to look at it is I've got six cups, six empty cups, and they all need to be filled up to the exact same line. The exact same line. I cannot stress that enough, the exact same line. So I'll start pouring water into the first cup. I get bored of that, so I go over to the second cup, get bored of that, and so on down the line until I get to cup six. And then I realize, oh, cup three still needs a little bit more water. I start pouring in cup three. I get bored. I go back to cup one and so forth all the way down the line. I just jump back and forth and eventually they all get full of water up to that exact line. They are all at the exact same level and everything is good. So as crazy as that sounds, that's just how my brain thinks. So if we're ever in the middle of a conversation or even like a Q&A or something like that, and my mind just wanders. Understand, that's what it is. It is just my brain and my short attention span and my OCD kicking in. Also, what I think we'll do is there will be some days where it's kind of the news of the day, or integrated in each episode will be a little bit of news. I kind of had the idea to have these podcasts stand on their own so people can listen to them just as they are. And, you know, there won't be necessarily any information in there that dates them. It's something that you can always listen to and it'll be somewhat relevant, but I realize that in the tech world, nothing stays the same ever. So if I record a podcast on Tuesday, by Thursday, it could be irrelevant. So with that in mind, there is going to be some news and some things will be irrelevant in the future, but I still want to keep them interesting. I like sharing information. Sometimes it can be more anecdotal and have more of an impact that way than just sharing an opinion on a piece of equipment. Or, you know, I want it to be different. I want it to be more fresh and unique than other things out there. So you may hear a lot of stories from my life or what I experience as I use different things and the impact that they may have on my day-to-day activities, my life in general, with my family or with work, and how they might help me, because there's a lot of things that do help throughout the day. There's a lot of things that I have that I don't really need, but I like to use them. Apple Watch. But they are very, very convenient for me, and I want everyone to have one. It's just weird like that. So with that, thank you for tuning in for this first episode. Hope you kind of have a grasp on what this podcast is about and what the future brings and kind of the direction I want to go. Like I said, if you want to get in touch with me, email me ryan@hitechonlife.com, hitechonlife.com, or you can follow me on Twitter or Instagram @hitechonlife. Follow me there. You can ask me different questions. You can see what's going on in my life and different stories that I find and kind of get my perspective on it. So thanks everyone for tuning in, and we will talk to you in the next one.